Now, fourthly and lastly, we come to Vajrasattva. Vajrasattva, the last great bodhisattva with whom we are concerned, represents the aspect of purity. Not ordinary purity, not physical purity, not even moral purity, not even spiritual purity, not any purity that can be attained. Vajrasattva represents primeval purity, the purity of the mind from the beginning, the stainless, sparkling purity of the mind, which has remained unsoiled and untouched from beginningless ages. It's not a question that we purify our mind through spiritual practice. We may purify the lower mind because the lower mind can become soiled. But we never purify the ultimate mind because the ultimate mind never becomes impure. We purify ourselves truly by waking up to the fact that we've never become impure, that we were pure all the time. And this primeval purity of the mind, or this aspect of primeval purity, purity above and beyond time, purity above and beyond the possibility of impurity, this is represented by Vajrasattva. And Vajrasattva is usually represented as pure white, as a sort of dazzling white, like the sunlight reflecting from the snow, and he's usually represented as completely naked, not even with any bodhisattva ornaments. And the mantra, the 100-syllabled mantra of Vajrasattva, is invoked and meditated upon, recited, for the purification of one's faults, or one's purification from the impurity of thinking that one is not primevally pure. And many important practices are connected with Vajrasattva, and they're all included in what's called the Vajrasattva Yoga, which makes that one of the four foundation yogas of the Tibetan Buddhist Tantra, about which we spoke a few months ago. Now, as I mentioned, there are many, many bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya, but these few must suffice by way of illustration, by way of example. Avalokiteshvara, representing the compassion aspect. Manjushri, the wisdom aspect. Vajrapani, the power aspect. Tara, the quintessence of compassion aspect, pure compassion aspect. And Vajrapani, the aspect of primeval purity, purity of the mind which has never been touched or soiled, which is eternally, everlastingly the same. And all of these bodhisattva forms, all of these bodhisattva figures, these bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya, we are told ultimately, in the last resort, in the last analysis, which is not an intellectual analysis, are simply different aspects of our own, fundamentally, basically, enlightened mind, our own immanent Buddha mind.